discussing things, roasting peanuts, potatoes, and everything else as kids would do.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times, of course, we'd kill birds and those things and roast them, you know, there. And,
yes.
You know, even had where they could even cook, do a lot of the cooking there, even. Baking of the bread in those old ovens that could put coals on them and around it.
What kind of bread were they making there?
Or cornbread and biscuits and everything else. There, a lot of the cooking was done there. That's a very important place, of course, around that fireplace.
Toast yourself.
Yes. Oh, yes. You roasted on one side and froze on the other, usually.
Yes, sir. Now, when you put the wood on a, when you got it going, you'd put a big...
back stick, they'd call it. You'd as large a stick as you could bring in, usually was number one put in on the back side, you know, and then smaller pieces or sticks in front of it, and of course it was resting on the anions, and there's space under it there, and that's where the pine, the rich light went and kicked off, and they'd burn it, get it going, even if it hadn't been cut too long, wasn't very dry.
Yeah. And some up over the fireplace that you put a clock on?
Oh, yes, you always had to mount with a clock on it, and most of the homemade remedies, medicines, and liniment, and pictures, and everything else.
Homemade remedies?
Oh, yes. Everything. Concoctions, mothers always had a lot of homemade remedies, you know, nothing but camphor, and they'd make it, and many other things, and herbs. And,
what sort of herbs? Can you remember any of?
Oh, yes, old mullein and sassafras, and of course, were two of the ones that I knew most about. Of course, my mom and I would go in for the acidity part of it, like a lot of kids, and you did, wore those things, you know, around the neck and ward off and catnip and all that. Of course, I was essential where there were young children and babies, you know, but mullein tea and sassafras and quinine was about camphor and those things were very important, necessary.
I just noticed you have a book here by one of my old professors, The Life of Johnny Reb.
Sure now.
Yeah, that's Bill Wiley taught me at Emory University.
Well, I declare.
He's quite a great man, great teacher.
You don't know anything about this community down here?
Oh.
If you, in this area of the county?
Yeah, when was this area?
Well, in 1830, Neil from North Carolina.
Jim's brother?
Bay Park.
Jim's brother?
They probably were related.